Miracles.
I would like to ask if you could explain the miracle of Therese von Neumann, who has the stigmata that bleeds every week. She has not eaten for years.
The guide. Well, I cannot possibly give you, in this short time, a technical explanation of how these things work, but there are many, many things possible in this world. What you call miracles are simply laws you do not understand, just as many people do not know the laws governing communication with the beyond that a spirit can manifest through a medium. There are many spiritual laws governing mastery over the physical body, and this person is not the only one who has done it. There are other examples where physical functions are completely controlled. When this happens, certain influences from the spirit world can occur. Such phenomena belong in the same chapter.
Does it necessarily mean that such a person is spiritually very highly developed?
The guide. Usually, yes. Those people have a task to fulfill. They bring something that helps mankind to wake up. They produce what is called a miracle. Here, I want to stress the point, although you all know it, that there is no such thing as a miracle in the sense the word is usually understood, unless you consider the whole universe a miracle, which it is, of course. But there are only laws, some of which you understand, and many of which you do not understand. Humanity has fallen into the habit of calling events or phenomena that it does not understand miracles. Editor's note. Therese Neumann, who lived from 1898 to 1962, was a German Catholic mystic and stigmatic. It is reported that from the years of 1923 until her death in 1962, she apparently consumed no food other than the Holy Eucharist and claimed to have drunk no water from 1926 until her death.
I read a story in a current magazine about miracles. This story said a child broke a wooden Madonna, and in kissing the upper half, tears started coming out of the eyes of the Madonna. This was repeated in the presence of different witnesses. Do you wish to comment on this?
The guide. It is what I have so often said, the power of the spirit. The power of the cosmic laws is at all times available, but it depends on certain combinations and sets of circumstances coming together that make it possible for such power to manifest. On Earth, it manifests in isolated instances because the combination of circumstances that are necessary rarely exists. But when it does happen, man calls it a miracle merely because he does not understand the laws in operation. If you imagine the complicated mechanism necessary, the variety of conditions that have to be fulfilled in order to make any of your everyday appliances work, radio, television, an airplane, a computer machine, and what have you, you will perhaps understand a little of how these so-called miracles work. The power currents of the spirit are infinitely more forceful, their energy much stronger than the power and energy necessary to operate your technical equipment. The manifold and complicated combination of conditions and prerequisites in order to function is more intricately involved than anything you can imagine. The same cosmic power currents operate, only they are converted into non-spiritual automatic manifestations for your practical use. The ingenuity of the mind has created the conditions so that these powers can operate. In principle, it is the same with so-called miracles, only it happens haphazardly and by coincidence, as it were, because humans have not studied and found the laws governing these manifestations. Your electrical and technical equipment that is now so familiar would have been called the greatest of miracles only 100 years ago, and even at a much lesser time than that, simply because their mode of operation was not understood. Nowadays, you do not call them miracles. An individual steeped in this earth world, blind to the power of the spirit and the cosmic laws, never seeing or sensing their manifestation and existence, will either deny their existence or will call it a miracle. In that very expression, the intrinsic nature of the universe is misunderstood. As the consciousness increases and rises and widens and deepens, even though one may not understand the exact operation of the laws necessary to produce such phenomena, the knowledge already exists that an infinite variety of complicated conditions must be combined and fused to make such manifestations possible.
Has it to do with the spirit of the child in question?
The guide. This would only be one of the factors. It never could be one thing, or even two, or three, or four. Even a much less complicated phenomenon in your earth world can possibly be dependent on a number of circumstances. It needs a conglomeration of many conditions. That is why it is so difficult and rare. The purer the spiritual force, the more are all these various conditions combined. The less pure, the more do these conditions have to be supplied by added factors that convene. Whenever such a miracle occurs, it might be called a coincidence due to the rarity of the combination of all these prerequisites meeting together. Of course, there is more to it than just coincidence, but it would seem that way to you.
How, then, was it possible that Jesus could perform many miracles many times?
The guide. Just because of his purity of spirit, so much more pure, undiluted power was available. Exactly that is the reason.